Usher, baby. I just wanna get your attention. I really wanna be all up in your head. Yeah, cause what I got, you gon' wanna get some. Yeah, but girl, that's only if you ain't scared. I won't knock, won't win no bet. You just move that bottom up in your head. I'll get you hot, I know you want so well. And when I walk in, all that time is you say daddy's home, home for me. And I know you've been waiting for this lovely company. You know your dad. Hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, I'll be talking in like just a second. Thank you. And you gotta let me know when you just put on it when you up on it too. So I can join you too. I used to get people who I was going to come on the time to get on, so I just play a little music. Just to calm people down. Hey, yo, yo, you say you dance. Ain't nothing wrong with busting a little move in it. So far, she need the bus of me. Good evening. This Mo's Talk. Thanks for taking time out to join me tonight as we talk about the things that women do to upset our men. Before I get into the topic, I don't even know what's the name of I wanted to say something like give like a little update news. But before then, let me just say this is a place where we all come together. We come together as grown adults. Coming together just to be on one accord, voice our own viewpoints, everyone respect each other. We can maybe meet different people, convey different things, but be respectful at the end of the day. And so I wanted, anyone of y'all seen Tyler, before I go into it, anyone seen Tyler Perry's new movie? The Falling Gray or something like that? Did anyone see the new show on Netflix? Yes. It was Okay, yes, it was really good. So if y'all, I'm not gonna be a spoiler alert. I'm gonna give you the exact name. So when y'all get a chance, please look at it. Yes, it was really, really good. So I'm gonna tell you the name of it, just in case we won't talk about. We'll talk about it on another segment because everyone hasn't seen it yet. But it was really good. What was it? Something about falling for grace or something like that. But anywho, it was a really good movie to do Sir Tyler Perry. But tonight, guys, we're going to talk about, and everything I say is just based upon my opinion. At work today, I kind of went to the old school men, you know, especially the church old school men. I had to hear what they had to say. Then I went to some of the younger ones, and then some of the things I was reading up. So the topic is the things that women do to upset their men. So when you think about the things, I mean, it's so many things that we can do to upset our men. But sometimes we don't view it enough. We don't go down that road enough to talk about the things that just irritates them. Like, we act like they can't get irritated. You know, I could talk a million ways of how they irritate us. And I can go on and on and on about ways that we want them to, you know, turn around and be a better person, this, that, and the third. But sometimes lately I've been coming on to women's because sometimes we got to, you know, clean our closet out too. So some of the things that I was finding fascinating, that as I was asking people questions and doing stuff, I was realizing that I fit in a lot of these categories. So, you know, I say, like, God always show you you. So he showed me in the midst of doing this. So, you know, if anybody disagree or different from anything I say, just call in and let's just have an adult conversation and talk about these things. So I want to start off with saying women, we do things that upset our men. And a lot of times when we do things, we want to brush it under the rug, you know, because a lot of times we will say we sorry, we apologize, but we don't say it as often as we should. You know, we don't, you know, we want to sugarcoat it because sometimes we just, you know, it's that, you know, I hate dimples. It's that it gets stuck in the throat when it's time to say I'm really sorry. You know, sometimes it gets stuck. But, you know, I'm going to talk about seven things that I feel like really upset our men. So I sat down, as I said before, and asked them numerous questions with many different ages of men. And I watched a couple of videos. And she said, I irritated him by complaining, never being wrong, won't say I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to keep on. And this is my findings, y'all. I actually was forced to look at myself, as I said before. And I had to ask myself, hello. I had to ask myself, do I do that? Like Urkel, did I do that? Okay. So one of the things that I found was not giving them enough space. Sometimes I feel like we're too clingy. And by nature, we can't help it that we want to be under you, you know, because we love you. We want to embrace you. We want to feel everything about you. So, of course, we want to be under you, you know. But sometimes, you know, we be too clingy. You know, he could come home from work. We want to go right and be right under him. And, you know, he want his time. He want to sit down, take off his dirty shoes, you know, his work clothes. He want to, you know. He would, right, hey, Chris, right. He just want to be comfortable, you know. She thinks that, you know, because he feel like, hey, she feel like, you know what I'm saying, sometimes we think if he just come out the blue and say, you know what, I'm going to hang out with the fellas because, you know, I just need a little space. You know, we see each other all the time, baby. I want to go out. You know, we get upset about that, you know. We get upset. We might have called him. As soon as he left the house, we call him and everything. He said he want a high place. Yes, honey. You know, we call him. We being irky for no reason. And we just, all they want is their space. They just want to breathe. That's all they want to do. They just want to breathe by themselves. Like, we don't have to always be right there. Let them, let that man breathe. Sometimes he just want to get away just to have a little time for his stuff, like some me time, you know? And they hate when we think that they are being selfish. Like, they hate that, because when we feel like if they don't want to be with us, we call them childish. We say they selfish. They, you know, they act silly. You know, just because the man wants some time, we going off on the man. We have created this whole goddamn argument. You know, Ray, you know, go crazy, have a hissy fit, all because the man just wanted a little time. Another thing that I believe, that irritates a man is we acting sweet just to get that man. And y'all know that's true. Hey, y'all know that's true. Y'all know good and well that we will put on the most sexiest dress, the most, I mean, enticing, you know, the pumps is, oh, okay, they said enough right there, and the hair looking good, we make sure we smell good, we entice those men, we make them look at us a whole nother way, right? So women do it too, the same way men play games just to get a woman. Women play games to get a man. And then, well, you know, we seduce them. We giving them little Google bubbly eyes, some little eyes to say, baby, I would undress you from head to toe in 3.4 seconds. We give them eyes. We cut, man, them eyes can cut his heart all the way open and stitch it back together, because that's how we look at them when we give them eye contact. It's all over. You know, they say don't get eye contact. When you get eye contact, it's over. So we giving them eyes, we smiling, and you know they like to feel like they doing something special. We keep smiling at them. What they gonna do? Smile at you, you know? And then what happens? We done swayed the man. We done went on a couple of dates. Now you done stayed there, possible about to move in. And now you frowning your face, you know. All the little stupid stuff. You frowning, you rolling your eyes, you know. You know, you poking your lips out, you know, with a whole attitude. You know, where the sexy drawers at? Where the sets at? We coming in there with the big mamas on. And the drawer, you know what I'm saying? Like, we do all of that just to get you. And when we got you, it's like, man, I ain't got to do all that to keep you. You know what you getting when you was getting into this. So, you better shut up and lay down. And wait, the drawers might be hanging a little saggy down the bottom. I don't know. You know, they get a little old sometimes. So, So, number three. Wanting too many things, and I'm serious. We expect for them men to go out there for real and get us a quarter of the world, okay? We expect for them to get us a quarter of the world. We be wanting too much, you know? We meet an average man, okay? An average hardworking 9-to-5 man. And, you know, we want the glass house. I'm talking about, we want the biggest house. We want the biggest wedding. We want the designer clothes, bags, shoes, accessories. We want the credit cards. We want it all. And if he cannot provide that for us, he lust of a man, he lazy, and he's lacking ambition. I don't think this relationship is at its full potential, because you mean to tell me that you can't do more for yourself than what you're doing? So you're telling me that I'm dealing with a man that can't push you, have no ambition. So we start getting real extra about that now, because we be wanting so many things. Brings me to number four. We don't say what we mean. We be confusing them men. You know, y'all know we don't. We do stuff like, we expect them to know exactly what's on our mind. We expect them to know that we wanted them to go run us some bath water. Just because we land on the bed and you got the clothes right there, we expect for him to just get up and he's supposed to know this? No. We need to learn how to communicate more. And that irritates him. He irritated like, oh my God, like we looking at him like, he looking at us like, I'm not a psychic. And we like, what you mean you ain't a psychic? So, you know, that could be a little smoke right there. We expect our men to read our nonverbal cues. You know, when we don't, we have an argument. We expect for them to just know what we want. If we want to eat, we expect for them to know that we want to eat. If we want to eat some chicken, or we might just want some fish, they supposed to know we want chicken. They supposed to know we want fish. Miss Mentality said right, but we won't run him any bath water. So sad. We ain't gonna run him no bath water because first of all, you know, we mad because he ain't run us no bath water. You know, we mad because he won't even go and make a dummy mission. That's as my husband say, dummy mission. I need you, as soon as you get in here and get comfortable, I need you to go to the store. What you mean you want me to go to the store? I've been on my feet all day. You been here all day. You can't go to the store. So you mean to tell me you can't be a man? So you can't go handle things? That's what a man does. So we get so hard on the men, you know? You know, like I was saying, like when they come home and they, wait a minute, let's see, not saying what we want. And like when our men go out with their crew, here's another one. Like if they going out with their homeboys, their family members, the church, you know, the kids, whatever, but it's not you. They going out and he comes home late. All right, you know, he was out. He was enjoying the music. The old school went through his soul. He was feeling really good. He's feeling good. Hello, Miss Mentality.
Hey, how you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, girl. I told you I was going to tune in. I didn't want to interfere with your thought, but I'm really feeling the conversation. I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you. Well, you have to stay here. Oh, you can hang up. Well, you come back when I'm finished because I want you to talk on these things.
Okay, I'll do that.
Oh, you can stay here if you want.
All right.
Okay, send it. So I'm going to finish up my book.
Cool.
Like when our men want to go out with their friends and stuff, and he come home late, we may, because you know we gave him a curfew. Mentally, we gave him a curfew. He done came home later than his curfew, and now we're putting him in a category with the children. So he comes in late, and he comes in, he may want to say something like, hey, this is an echo. Miss Mentality, can you call Timmy Cole right back in the screen? I'll finish the other two. It's an echo.
Sure.
Okay, thank you, because I want to hear what you have to say.
No problem.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So he comes home late, and like I said, we already gave him a cursing. So he come in and he asks us, what's wrong? What's the first thing a woman gonna say? Ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm good. But you rolling your eyes the whole time, with your body language has already turned in a whole 360 degree turn because you feeling some kind of way. But what the first thing you gonna say? Nothing. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm good. I ain't nothing wrong with me. And then you begin to ignore him. And he like, what? Snap, I told you that I knew something was wrong. I know something's up. You know what I mean? You acting crazy. You feel me? You snapping for no reason. Like, I don't know what's wrong with you unless you tell me. They hate that. They hate that they have to assume what is wrong with us. They don't know. We could have been mad because we hit a pinky toe or something. We could have been mad because, you know, they messed our food up at the carryout. But yet, because you came in late, that made it even more mad. So now I'm going to really take it out on you. And we do that, y'all, and that's phony. We got to stop treating our men like that, for real. Number five, constantly talking about other men in other people's relationship. Now, you know, good and well, you be like, well, Lord Tom Tom treat his woman good. She don't have to ask for nothing. He takes her out. She came home to some edible roses. I ain't get no edible rose and no candy. So when the last time when the last time my doorbell went, right? When the last time I seen something at my job? Let me know that I was special. So, you know, we start doing comparisons. Then you be like, yeah, and so-and-so relationship over there, oh, yeah, they good. You know what I'm saying? That relationship good. He treat her good. He be buying her outfits. He be doing this. He's so sweet to her. He always catered to her. He listened to her. You know, I seen him massaging her toes. He ran her bath water. And your man looking at you the whole time like, really, bruh? I don't want to hear that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? They looking at it like, they ain't saying it to us, but really deep inside, they like, all right, you all over there in them people business. You don't know what that's about. You don't know what they going through. But low key, our men be mad because they need to feel special too. They want to feel like their woman adore them. They want to feel like they necessary. And it's not even an ego thing. It's a thing of praise me. You over there praising another nigga's another woman's man. But I ain't see you praise me for taking that trash out. You ain't praise me for washing that tub out. Man, I washed those dishes in there, then them kids left in there for 2 days, and I went in there and washed some dishes. I ain't seen you praising me and say, oh, he's so sweet. Oh, he put the he fixed the railing down on the side of the railing, went on the steps. He ain't do that, you know. Okay, Lily said we talk too much. Not mine, though. Okay, he got hands under submission. Y'all heard it. Y'all read him on the thing. And another reason, number six, is being a drama queen. Men hate drama queens. Here's why. They hate a woman who's always nagging all the time. They hate a woman who's always whining about every little thing. Nothing can be right. Oh my God, this is not right. Oh my God, my hair don't look right. Oh my God, this clothes don't look right. What you think about this? Should I change this? Oh my God, I'm gaining too much weight. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You know, it goes on and on and on. Nothing can even never be right when I'm like, you know, baby is okay. No, it's not, baby. You just saying that. You know, look at my face, baby. How my face look? Baby, you look good. Baby, that dress look banging on you, baby. I'm telling you, baby, I done just fell in love again. Baby, you trying to be smart because this dress ain't right. You know, I can't fit it right. My legs coming out, they're a little too thick. We find ways, and they get tired of keep giving us all these compliments that they didn't gave us because to them, we look beautiful the way we are, but with our self-confidence in whatever areas that we don't like about ourselves, we go overboard about just whining, and they hate that low-key. They don't tell you, but they hate it. They be like, oh, my God, not again, you know? And they try to change the subject. That cut you off. Like, so what we eating tonight? You like, no, baby. Do you think I should wear this nightgown or I should wear these pajama pants? He like, oh, my God, just wear whatever you want to wear to be. Golly. You know? And then another thing they don't like is nothing can be right. They hate that we controlling. Yes, we can be controlling. We want to run everything, okay? We want to know what's going on. And if we can't, sometimes it'd be like a devastating tragedy. You hear the earthquake is starting to form because sometimes we like to just be involved in too much stuff. Some of the stuff we don't even need to be involved in. We need to let a man be a man. And if the man wants to watch TV, relax, watch the game, etc., for some reason, we wait till he get comfortable. And then we saying, baby, Can you run to the store? Oh, man, you wait till I just got comfortable. And you gonna tell me to go to the store when the game came on the first quarter? You know, we do extra stuff like that. Lily said only weak men are controlled by their women. Well, I don't even know if it's such a weak or strong. I think it has to do with when you love somebody and it's just the things that goes on in the relationship and it's things that just bothers him. But some men are more considerate to our feelings, so they don't want to genuinely hurt us because you got some real men out there. So they deal with it, but they probably wish somebody talk about it so these things can get addressed, you know? And you know, another thing is they hate when we break their peace, like I was saying, asking them to take the trash out when it can wait. Being insecure, that's another thing. They hate when you insecure because when you insecure, nothing seems right. Seriously. Like, you know, your hair not right. Your clothes not right. Your makeup not right. You know, nothing is never right because you're insecure. And basically, the reason why that irritates him because again, he thinks that you are beautiful and he thinks you look good and he thinks that, you know, he loves you for who you are and what you are and everything. He loves the whole package. You don't have to change. But we you know, go through some things as a woman sometimes and, you know, for us with how we look, you know, we complaining about what's not right in our life, how we want our life to be. Then we talk about how we hate how hard things are. You know, they just looking like baby. It's okay. It's gonna be okay, baby. We gonna get through this. It doesn't matter. I have your back. We gonna get through this together. Oh God, baby, I love you so much. You're the best man in the world. And within next seconds, we write back, I don't know if I can do this because I need for you to be even more supportive. You know, we got some bipolar moments sometimes, you know. And one thing men and the older men was telling me, they hate how we act like their mother. Men hate it when we're trying to take control and control them like their mother, you know, like that controlling piece of saying who you can and can't be with, like that part that can say when you can and when you can't go, you know, that part. That part, if I want to go, I'm sitting here and I just want to get up and go. And you scared to get up and go because you think it's going to be an argument because now you getting up and go. That part right there, that's a serious part right there because you feel obligated that you got to take her with you so you don't have to hear her mouth. Whereas you can just say, baby, I'm going out for a while and I'll be back at a decent time and this is where I'm going to be at. See, that's the problem. Let us know where you're going at. Let us know where you're going to be at, what's going on. Give us some information and we let you go. But then we still might not want to let you go because, you know, we might want to be with you. We might want to do some things, but we understand that every man and woman needs their own time. So another thing is just telling them what they shouldn't do and they just don't want you being clingy. So my last point is overreacting. let us go laugh out loud. Yes, overreacting. Would you say that we overreact as women? You know it. Sometimes we take the littlest thing and good Lord Almighty, we done blew this thing up into 2021, okay? That's how big it gets blown up. It gets blown up. You know, men hate when we get mad because they may glance at another woman. Okay, that's a good one because I know I was one of them ones like my husband was looking and I seen him looking at, you know, a little beautiful girl and I looked at him like, You looked a little too long. You don't get that many seconds to look over your head and look. You look when you're not around me. You don't be sitting up there looking. What you looking for? What you get? What you interested in? You know, so something so small and minute can get just blown out of proportion. And we don't even realize that it's just those little things. It's overacting over something that's not even that serious. Women, you know, what do you want from her? What are you doing? You know, and another thing is that they don't like is how we try to sway them to have our opinion. You know, they can have their own opinion. You know, because if they have their own opinion, we try to massage it in some way for it to meet up with us. Because I feel like if you're not rocking with me, then you're going against me. So when we out there trying to make a point, a viewpoint, and you got your own opinion, you know, sometimes that's like, whoa, what you doing, baby? You know, no, that's not what we thinking. Yes, it is, baby. We're going to talk about this after everybody leave, because that's not what we discussed, and that's not what we agreed upon. You know, so, you know, it's like one of those things, you know, you instantly get a fist of like, wait a minute. You know, what is going on? You know, so we get to send in mixed signals, not being attentive to his conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like when he get excited and he want to talk about the stuff that's going on in his life. And, you know, we might hit him with something like, okay, baby, we listening. But his story might be so boring. You know, it might not even be attractive. So we pretend to listen, but it makes them feel good if we do. But when we don't, say, you ain't paying me no mind. You all in your phone. You all in your phone and stuff. You talking to your girlfriend. You act like you can't put that down just for a minute. You can't give me a little time just for a second. And then they get all jello over there, you know. And I'm just wondering, should I throw the fruit cup in there to make them some fruit jello? Because I don't know what's going on. You feel me? They just be extra, like they adult babies. They adult babies, but it's those are the things that irritates them, like for real. And they don't say nothing because they some gentlemen. So they deal with it, they eat it up, they thug it out. They be like, Lord, if she do this one more time, Jesus, I'm gonna throw her in this chair and put this pillow on her. So what's your thoughts about that? That was my thoughts. Can somebody call in? Tell me what y'all think. What was your experience dealing with a man? Lily, call in. Tell us what you think about a woman. How you feel as though a woman should be. Tell me if any of these things was right or wrong. What you agree with and what you don't agree with. Come on in and call in. Can I get someone to call in? You know, it makes it more interpersonal when we can all come together and just talk and just be adults and just talk about this thing. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just grown adults deciding to come together to voice opinions that hopefully will help the relationship of others, you know, whether it's marriages or relationships, so that we as women will pipe down some, you know. We need to pipe down and we need to learn how to respect these men. Seriously, we need to walk in our submissive, you know, and let these men be men, you know, and we need to pay attention to these men. But can I get some feedback out here, though? Can I get somebody? Come on, y'all. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Thank you, Ms. Mentality.
Mentally fit, yes.
Yes.
No problem, babe. I'm going to tell you one thing. You are speaking the truth. It is the truth. But you know one thing? I think a lot of this starts because sometimes we're into the man, whatever it is that we see, and not so much into that man. Mm-hmm. So when you start, when you talk about the submissive part of a woman, mm-hmm. If we allow the relationship to grow where we get to learn each other, mm-hmm. then we'll kind of know what type of man we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. So if the man is if he's out there, if he's out in the streets and he can't be trusted and all of those things, if we took the time to get to know him, then it'd be like, oh, well, I know he's about playing. So, you know, I'm going to keep him on this level. But when you had that real man that come up to you and he's about his business, and you know, when he's out late, if he out gambling all night, he going to tell you, well, babe, you know, you call him, he picking up the phone. Hey, babe, I'm still playing cards. I'm running late. You know, different little things that men do that have them run overtime. Then you can respect it, you know. But on the same token, with women, you know, we can be all of what you said. Because I know I, at any different time, I could have picked myself out any conversation that you had. I did want to talk about men not liking us picking their friends. You know what I'm saying?
That's
right, you know, and that's a two-way street too. But since we're talking about what men don't like, I'll keep it there.
Yes, because we'll talk about the other ones at another time.
But now, I know for myself, I had issues with my husband's friends that were out there. You know, we might all be in the same place, and I know your wife, and you and everybody else's face, and then you want to invite me to the cookout at the house, and my husband's saying, well, come on, baby, let's go to the cookout. Well, I don't want to go to that cookout. I don't want to go to their house, because I know her husband was with my other girlfriend, and it makes me uncomfortable. You know what I mean? So, but just because he's that type of man doesn't mean that your man is that type of man, but you have to be wise enough to be like, you know what, that's your boy, and I understand that, because I got some girls that do some things that I wouldn't do, but that's not your place as a woman to say, oh, well, I don't like when you with him. You can't go out with him because I know what he be doing. Birds of a feather flock together and all that. No, you can't. It's wrong to do that. I feel you when you brought that piece up about, you know, his friends and feeling like we had to control him as a man. That's not cool. But I'm enjoying the show, girl. I'm enjoying the show. And I want some other people to call in.
Yeah, come on, so, they out acting shy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they acting shy. They out there. What I want to expound on is the fact, like, you know, that part about the friend part, you know, that part. Because sometimes I know they feel like it's us trying to be their mother. But at the same time, we are, you know, I always keep saying that we are nurturers from God. So could we feel that stuff? And I'm not right.
Right.
And we just telling you, I smell something fishy. And this woman in the pan, fine. They ain't right.
That's right.
They ain't right. That's right. Like, you know, God has sat there and gave you a woman of discernment. And you sit here playing around with this.
Go ahead.
That ain't right.
And go ahead.
I know you like him. I know y'all talk about the game. I know you feel comfortable. But he ain't right. His spirit ain't right. His energy ain't right. He ain't right. And then you looking like, I don't need you to be my mother. I got a mother. You're right. You got a mother. But you also got a wife.
How about it?
Be your mother, but I definitely will be your wife. And I'm telling you, it stink. It ain't right. Now he mad because I'm not respecting his decision. Now he feel like I'm trying to control him. Now you want to be a controlling Jezebel. You know, that's what I can be. You're a controlling Jezebel. No, I'm not controlling. I just see things that you don't see.
Right.
You know, but those type of things like that irritates them though. And it's like, how do we find a way to just not get upset and just say, okay, that's where you're going. Okay, dear, have a good day. Okay, dear, have a good night. How do we get to that? Because I'm very vocal.
I think that, you know, in a situation like the one you described, we can let them know if we feeling something that's not right. You know, babe, I know that's your boy and everything. You know, y'all go back and all that. But, you know, I just want you to be, you know, be aware of his situation. You know what I'm saying? And what he is. Because that's your homie. You know what he get into. You know, but please understand that I'm your wife. We have a family or whatever. I want you to come home tonight and be safe and all that. So, you know what I mean? Just be mindful and don't try to, well, you can't go out with him. It's one thing to say, well, you know, I don't particularly, I feel a little on edge when you with him because I know he gets into some things, whatever it is, you know what I mean? But at the same time, not, oh no, you ain't going out with him. No, because let me tell you one thing. If you leave this house, it's and like, and just like Lee is saying, only grown women can do that. You know what I mean? And also like with a trustworthy man. So if you know the type of man, if you not just, oh, he find you at the bar, you having drinks, and then you end up in some relationship with dude, you know what I mean? You don't even know this cat. And then he turns out to be something else because you was all tripping over the clothes, you know, or you saw what he pulled out of his pocket and you thinking you going to get some of that action. Then you went into it the wrong way. So you set yourself up for that. But if you take your time and do things in an orderly fashion, you know, do things somewhat to the best of your ability in the way it was intended, you know, the dating process and all that, then you know if you can trust them or not, and you can alleviate being some of these other things that we talk about when women getting on men's nerves. Because for me as a woman, I don't want to, I want to be able to be so secure and so feminine with you, because when I'm at work, I deal with the public on a regular. I got to come out and be boss status with them just to keep things in order. When I come home, I want to get smelling good, put on my cute little silk robe, chill on my bed. You know what I mean? We can sit and talk. If you watching your game, okay, watch your game, baby. I'm going to read my book or whatever I'm into, listen to my girl podcast, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to get into all that because I just want to melt like Josie. Melt, chill with my boo. You know what I mean? And just be happy. And if you going out, I'm glad you're going out, because while you going out, I can get change these sheets, make this room smell good. By the time you get back, have these candlelight going
on. Come on now.
And we can take it to another level.
You
know what I'm saying? So
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. So we, you know, I feel like we're there, but when we make the choices of being with the wrong man for the wrong reasons, then we end up in these situations where we have to be somebody other than who we want to be as women.
Right. Lily said only grown women, he said only grown women can do that with a trustworthy man. He said you on it. 70s babies feel, 80s babies are lost.
Yes.
And that is true, because, you know, I'm going to have to say that because I'm from the 70s, so I got to rep the 70s, you know. But I'm just saying, like, you saying that they're lost, but how are you saying that they're lost, though, you know? Like, how so? How are they lost? Because I don't really understand what he means. Oh, kids raising kids. Well, that's true. That's true, no. But what do that have to do with, like, adult relationships? What do that got to do with, like, being an adult? Simple. How? They can't grasp the thought. Okay. So are you saying because they can't grasp the thought of becoming an adult that they wouldn't be able to understand these simple, not saying they true, but just the simple principles that are being you know, being rat, like, you know, being insecure, you know, and things like that. Do you think they do you think that's what's destroying relationships? Won't you call in? Stop being scared. Hit that call in button. Hit the call in. It ain't gonna hurt nobody. I don't even know who you are. Call on it. Cause I guess I wanna know this.
Oh, he at work.
Okay. So so what I'm saying is, would you agree to disagree with some of the things that I said. Do you think there is anything that could be added on to the list, what we do as women to irritate a man? What are some things that we do as a woman? Because when I looked at this list, I was like, wow, they talking to me. You know, that was like I was writing me a whole little book report. Because that was talking to me.
I think one of the things that I could add to this list is when women make men feel like they're babysitters for their children.
But why do they have to babysit their children?
Right. So what I'm saying is, you know, I know some women that they stay in the street. They go to work, or if they don't work, when he get home, they out in the street. They out playing, and he's home with the children doing your job. I mean, it's when you have a family, when you have children, yes, it's a mother and a father, hopefully, right?
Right.
But at the same time, for you to be, oh, well, I done been with these kids. I'm out and you out and you have a place where you sit and everybody know that's your seat.
Right.
You know, Monday through Sunday, it's a problem with that, you know? So I think that I've heard men talk about, you know, she just stay out all the time. Not that he has a problem with being with his children, because no, you're not babysitting your own children. But right. At the same time, this man should not be the nanny for you while you out here gallivanting and doing your own little thing. That's another thing that I think we do that can take a man off his square with us.
Okay, so you think sometimes, like, giving them an additional responsibility can take them off, like making them do some things that they may not necessarily want to do. What about going to church? What about that? Is that a thing? Because I noticed, like, with my husband, you know, sometimes he don't be wanting to go. Sometimes, like, what's the thing? Do that irritate them that we try to make them do something they don't want to do?
I think it does, because in my home we have two different spiritual preferences, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a problem if he feels like he doesn't want to go to church because he's Muslim. But don't make it where it's a situation where anytime somebody pass away, you're at church. But if I ask you, well, we having something, you know, at church, or I'm going to be singing or whatever, is something going on, or I just want to, you know, want us to go together because everybody know that I have a husband, but they never see him. I like you to come with me. Be able to come with me sometimes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Just like I'm going to go, you might want me to come to the mosque with you. All right, I'm gonna cover my hair and I'm gonna go to the, I might not go every week, but I will make an appearance so people will know, like, we're a family and we support each other. I think that goes with being supportive. But if you trying to shove Jesus down this man's throat and you know that he has a different mindset, or he's just not there, or whatever the situation may be, that's wrong.
I agree. So it's like, though, it's like I say, it's those little. Do you think it irritates the men when they come home and we don't cook dinner? They say they not bothered by it. They say it's okay, baby. But you know, how often do you think they should come home and get a meal?
Well, how many days a week I gotta work?
I have to work 5 days a week.
You know what I mean? So, babe, I might not cook for you 5 days a week, but I might have to go buy you some chicken from somewhere or something. You know what I mean? But I'm that's one of those ones where I'm like, listen, I can't do that. I can't do that based on my situation.
Okay.
The way that I might even want to. Go ahead, Lee. Go ahead.
Yeah, Lee say he cook for his lady.
But Lee is flexible because he said buying food is a win too. You know, so yeah. I wish he wasn't at work, Lee.
Exactly, because we like to hear you, Lee.
A real brother, that's right.
A real one. Pew, real one.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because you don't get that. Because sometimes, you know, you just think like when you're tired, you at work, and, you know, they don't say anything. But I'm pretty sure sometimes they want to come home and see a, you know, a kind of meal put together. You know, want to come home to a clean. What if you ain't got time to clean up sometimes, you know? Things is disarray. You know, they say they don't care, but do they really care? And then what if we put, like, you can't do this and you can't do that? And they feel frustrated, but they do it. Anyway. Right.
Yes.
Those little things that irritates them. Like, I just think, like, men can keep the stuff that irritates them. That's like the littlest things. They keep it in and they don't really say it as much because we're more emotional. So we gonna come out and, you know, we gonna say it how we feel, but they don't necessarily say how they feel. I feel like they do nonverbal cues because they just, I don't know. You know, they just, we just assume that they feel this way. And it's the same with us. They assume that we feel a certain way. So I think we all need to learn how to start bringing back communication back into, like, the relationship is so important for communication. And I just feel like sometimes as women, we have to learn how to start really giving our men their time. Yes, communication is the key. And along with that communication, we have to be mindful that we have to give them time, just their time, because sometimes, like me speaking on my podcast, that's my time. That's right. What I like to do, you know. And the same way with him, I have to respect him that he wants to just sit down and watch sports. That's his time when he get off work. That's what he enjoys doing. That's his hobby. So we just got to be mindful of different things that they like. They don't like to be asked the same questions 1,000 times. I heard that one too. They say that's nagging. You know, we always come up and think too much. You know, women, we think. So then we think about something, then we come back to them, oh, yeah, and remember this. Oh, my God. You come with that? You could have told me that yesterday or last month. And you bring this up right now, and you like, you ain't got to get so mad about it. I just want to. No, because you could have been brought this up. You start and stuff. So.
Right.
They hate it. So sometimes, y'all, if we didn't bring it up right then and there, let's just scratch it out. Tell God to help you get it out your system and let it go. Let it go down like duckhead. Don't worry about it. Don't say nothing about it. Now, if you feel like you got to get it out, write it on a piece of paper, slide it by him, and run up the steps. Because, you know, But at least let him mumble to himself. And then you can come back and massage it at another time. You know, it's just, y'all, we just got to be more than peace. And I'm preaching to the choir over here. I hear you, Lord. You know,
all right.
You know, preaching to the choir and, you know, and not giving up on them and not being so vocalist. Like, I know we outspoken and we like to say what we want to say because this going to get said, but sometimes we need to shut up. Sometimes we just need to shut up and come and approach our men in a much calmer way. Baby.
Yes.
Is there anything that I can do for you? Like, are you okay? Are you hungry? Oh, I'm all right. I'm not really that hungry. When they say that, you know, they're really hungry. So then you say, okay, baby, I'm going to put this on. And when you're ready to get it, it's right there for you. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, baby, go give him a little kiss on the thing. You know, I'm upstairs if you need me for anything, okay? If you want to talk, I'm upstairs. You know, for some reason, it feel like, oh, my God, like the peace that surpasses all your understanding.
Baby, all right.
So peaceful. But if I go about it in another way and get rah-rah with it, you know, he poking his little mouth, you know, a little popped up a little bit. And good evening. And hey, new. And he's sitting there looking like, you know, Who she thinks she talking to? Now he getting mad about a second. Like, I know she didn't just come down here and say this to me. So now he got a whole attitude trying to figure us out. And then he might say, what did you say? And then we might be, hey, we might be like, I ain't say nothing. What are you talking about? But the whole time we did, we start throwing shots, you know? And you know, we start throwing shots because who you think you talking to? You just went out last night and came in here at 2 in the morning. You thought I wasn't going to say nothing? The devil, you know, what's going on over here? So it was a better way to say that, like, baby, did you enjoy yourself? You know, can we talk about the time? You know, what was going on? You know, but no, you know, I'm trying to work on being more calmer. You know, the way we speak to them should be in a more calmer and a respectful tone. You know, yes. And that's what keeps the confusion out, and that's what keeps the, you know, you can't run into a problem if everybody is on one page. And if you see a problem trying to, you know, get out of hand, the way that you diffuse it is by just diffusing it with just the love of God. And sometimes we just got to be quiet.
That's sometimes right.
We got to just shut it up and listen. Now, I'm telling you, I ain't telling you my mind ain't doing no flips inside, because I ain't going to lie to nobody else, because I ain't lying to Jesus. My mind might be like, I know he did not, but I'm going to shut it up. I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to listen, and I'm going to hear what he got to say, and to the atmosphere calm down and maybe address it at another time and try to explain to him what I was trying to say that maybe may or may not came out wrong. So I feel as though, you know, it's, we got to pay attention to the things that irritate our men too, because they say happy wife, happy life, or whatever they want to say, but happy man, happy life. Because when our man is happy, we are happy. He gonna do things that he gotta do. You ain't even gotta ask him to do it because he happy.
That's, you
know,
right.
You might get a massage down there on your feet, you know? Being mm-hmm. You might get him happy. You might get a feet massage. I don't know, you know, you might get a nice little meal. He said that creates love. The love is already there. We just finding a way to pre-create love. You know, we trying to bring it back. You know, because it was already there, and that's the word. A wise man will build a house, and a foolish one will pluck it down. And that is so true. And tell me how many times, as a woman, we do this every day without realizing it. We really be plucking our house down by nag, by nag, by nag, by argument, by argument, by, you know, just not letting the man have peace. You know, a wise woman is to build a house, you know, he want to be praised, you know, praise him. Baby, you doing such a wonderful job. You know, I mean, sometimes you can get a little real cute with it. You know, go and squeeze his butt by the store.
Right.
Squeeze them cheeks. Man, where you been at all my life? Man, thank God for you. You is so sexy. Wow. Okay? And it's just about praising them. And it's about making them feel good. You know, just bring it back in. Even if for the ones that's single and they got to get out there and date, those are the things that we have to do. Some things we have to do without asking. Like, we can do things to make it easy for them, and it should be things they do to make it easy for us. Joji said, we'll piss my man off. Yes, not cooking and cleaning. Yes, because who want to come home after work to a dirty house? Bad enough when you're working, most of the time you're using public restrooms. You want to come home to a clean house, and better yet, a clean bathroom. That's my sanctuary. You know, that's where I go in there and do my praying at, my crying, you know, everything. So that has, you got to do the best you can, you know. And I'm telling you, That man will tell you, got bragging rights. He gonna tell the world, my woman is the best woman in the world. He gonna tell him, ain't nobody better than my woman. None. My woman, you don't have a woman like mine. She good. He give you bragging rights. So we just always, guys, just for real, we gotta know that, you know, not only do he bring out the best in us, but we have to understand that we bring out the best in them. Because when we invest in them, when we love them, when we just appreciate their opinions, appreciate their views, whether it's contrary to what we think or for what they think, you know, we must respect them and we must allow them to be them. You know, and as I say, just love and just love without measure, you know, because that's what it's all about. We're here to love, just to love. God is love, and I believe it. And I believe God wants us to love, but in an agape way. So we need to take out the confusion of the world that comes to kill, steal, and destroy our relationships, our marriages, and our families. We have to get rid of those things, and we have to stand on the solid word love, and let the love and let the vibration of love just linger through our household, and let the vibration of love, you know, just capture both of our souls again, that we will love each other, we would appreciate each other, we would, you know, not talk down to one another, we would, you know, not talk at one another, but listen to one another. We will, you know, and we will not judge nobody for how they think or feel, you know, all the corny things. If it's something that he didn't do, like he may have forgot to take the trash out, you know, politely, you know, send a text with a heart emoji. Baby, I love you. I hope you have a good day, but you did forget to take the trash out. Could you take it out when you come back home? You know, so that's what it's about. You trying to build that long Bonnie Clyde relationship. You trying to build that Adam Eve relationship. We can do it just by acknowledging and redirecting what was going, can been going bad, and make it right. You know, let's just make it right. Let's bring love back, guys. Let's bring that love back. You know, that you the best in me. You know, you made me. When I got with you, I felt like a whole goddamn potato, okay? I was a hot potato, okay? I felt hot. He made me feel hot inside. I felt good. I felt like nobody couldn't touch me, because if you touch me, you was going to get burned. The only person that could have touched me was him, because he had the right temperature, baby. So I'm just saying, she said, yes, they all had bad friends. You should have them. And that is so true, y'all. Just don't forget to love. Don't, you know, it's so easily for us to fall into the traps of, you know, doing the things that people do, because it's natural, it's our environment, it's things that we have, you know, been deemed to do. But we can be deemed to redo the system. The system says that a woman can overtalk and control and dictate what her man should do. No, we're going to change that. We're going to allow the man to be the man, and the woman is going to be the woman. And together, that's going to be the best of us. Together, we're going to be loved. Together, we're going to be stronger. Together, we're going to take mistakes, and we're going to work on them and get them right. And some mistakes might take a little longer than others. Don't be impatient. Always have perseverance. And always drive Jesus in the front of your relationship. And I'm telling you, it's going to be good. And like I said before, guys, I thank you guys for joining me. Anybody want to say any closing remarks? You know, thank you guys for joining me. Anybody want to call in, last remarks, anything else they want to say? I'm closing. I thank y'all for joining me. And again, I just want to say, you know, just don't forget to love. And if you're doing something to irritate your man, do something. Now, if you know you was an irritating person, you know, go on and put his socks on his feet when he ready to go to work. You know, go on and, you know, help him put his underwears on. No, he can. Yes, he can put his drawers on himself, but you want to help him out. Tell him lay down, lotion his back, his legs, and his toes and stuff. You owe him something because you know you was being controlling. So it's time to get it right, guys. It's time to love out kings, honey. We got to love them, take care of them, because if we take care of them, they're going to take care of us. And I believe that because I believe that it's in the word of God, because I believe God brought the man to be the head and to be the head for a reason. So he gave us as the women that come from his cave to be his rib cage. So what kind of rib are you? Okay. Are you a riblet from McDonald's or are you a real rib? Okay, the rib that you put on the grill that got the real bones. I don't know about y'all. You can't just throw me on a sandwich for a dollar at McDonald's. I'm the real deal, baby. So I'm telling you right now, okay, y'all better decide what kind of rib you are and be that rib for that man. And that's all I got to say tonight. I love you guys. And like I say, I'll probably be back on here tomorrow at 7 o'clock. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you guys. And, I'm going to say it again as I'm going out. I'm going to say it again. What kind of rib are you? I'm telling you right now, you better look down at your rib right now. Because if a little roll can get in there and you're a riblet, you better go on and go back in the corner somewhere and get some more meat on you, baby. Because you was designed to be a real rib for your king, your Boaz. I love you guys. Good night. I'll play this for a little bit. And I'm out. She said, these men's playing with trash bags. Oh, my goodness. Good night. Thanks for coming. You got to tell me when are you on. You know, let me know what days are you on. If you can shoot it real quick so I can write it down in my book. Sundays at 7, I'll be there. But remember, y'all, give him the best of you. Give it to him. Yay. Y'all better get up and go get them men a hug. Go make them men something to eat. Even if it's a cup of noodles, put a little butter on the side, a little salt and pepper. Just love, guys. Love without measure. You take care of him, he gonna take care of you. I tell you that. You better know what you're dealing with. You're dealing with the Most High. Lee, put some noodles on it. I can't. You so extra. Thank y'all again for joining, guys. Like I play my song, y'all. I can only give the best to my king. You should only give the best to your queen. Let's get this thing right, guys. Stop irritating the men. They got a voice, too. Y'all know we be doing too much. Our hormones be going off. You know we be acting crazy. I'm gonna kiss him. I'm gonna give him a big, sloppy, wet, I'm sorry kiss. Cause that's my king. And you kiss your king too. Oh. Oh, oh. Oh. See y'all. Join me tomorrow at 7 o'clock. I'll be back on here, guys. Until then, y'all have a great night. Some of y'all need to go in there and make up to y'all men. Make up, do something. I don't care. Give him a kiss on the cheek, forehead. You know, do something. Alright? Wash his clothes, fold his socks up. Do something. Stop having the last word. When he say what he say, that's it. You get nothing else to say. Cut it. Long as it's respectful. Good night, guys.